If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves. Hi, I'm Tracy Tiernan Coiro with my friend Pastor Sandy Pope. We're going to unpack that scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14 because there's some principles there of humility and intimacy about how we can come to God with the burdens that are on our hearts today, right? So I want to talk to you for a moment about this word humility. And maybe you've heard this definition of humility, to willingly rank yourself under someone. I like this other definition that I want to double click on today, and it's this. Humility is to think of yourself accurately, right? To think of yourself accurately. When I was a little girl, I had a crabapple tree in the backyard, and I was out there playing one day. I was about 8 years old. My friend Stacy, 2 years younger than me, was swinging on the lowest branch of the tree, swinging back and forth with great joy and having such a great time. And I thought, I want to swing from that branch too. And so she finished, she hopped off, I hopped on, I grabbed a hold of the branch and I'm swinging. That crabapple tree toppled over. The whole tree fell over with me under it. Now, I wasn't hurt or anything like that, but it does beg the question, why would a crabapple tree fall over under the weight of an 8-year-old, okay? It wasn't because of my weight. It was because the tree was not connected to the nutrients. Its roots were dead. On the outside, it looked good. It even had some fruit on it, but on the inside, it was dead. Now, to me, humility is when you recognize what you're really coming to God with. You're not trying to be that crabapple tree pretending like, I got fruit, I'm good, everything's fine. But on the inside, you're dying and you're dead. You're coming to him instead, admitting, God, unless you show up, I got nothing. I got nothing apart from you. And so coming to God, something to think about today as you're worshiping him and engaging in this worship healing service, come to him humbly, recognizing that you are desperately dependent on his favor and his mercy and his grace. And he is loving and gracious and forgiving. And he will not only hear your prayers when you come to him humbly, but he will then give you life and connect you to his roots so that you will bear real fruit.
Amen. And you know, Tracy, that comes to mind when that scripture talks about intimacy, about seeking God. Yeah. You know, I would ask people, what is the thing that they treasure the most? And what is the thing that they value that is closest to their heart? You know, Jesus says in Matthew 6:21 that where your treasure is, there your heart is also. But there's a thing that God provides us with that is more valuable than silver and gold, that never spoils and never fades. And that is intimacy with him, intimacy, seeking his face. There are three C's in intimacy: constant, close connection. We can have constant, close connection with God when we are experiencing grief. We can have constant, close connection with God when we're troubled. We can have constant close connection with God when we need peace. We can have constant close connection with God when we need safety. You know, I love also what Jeremiah 29 says. I know that we always talk about verse 11, but there's a very important verse that sometimes we skip over that I want to share. And it's verses 13 through 14. And this is what it says: "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord." So I would encourage everyone to seek that intimacy with God. He says in his word that if we draw closer to him, he will draw closer to us.
Amen. Amen. Shall we pray?
Yeah, let's pray.
Let's pray. God, we want that intimacy. We want it. I thank you that you make yourself available and accessible to us, God. And we are just admittedly desperately needy of your grace and your love. Hear us, hear our cries, God, the burdens on our heart today. And would you bring healing? Would you bring your grace and your mercy into our lives, not because we deserve it, but because of who you are, Lord.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, that we can come close to you. And Lord, even in the midst of everything that is going on, we might say, where is God? But you are right there, keeping your promise to never leave or forsake us. And so, Lord, I pray for that person who may feel like you are far away, that they will just cry out to you and that you will show them great and mighty things that they know not of, dear Lord. And Father, we pray for just this continued humility and intimacy with you. Heal our land, Lord. Heal our hearts, Lord, that we will grow closer to you and see you more closely. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.